Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 28, entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, text 63. Yatha Purusha Atmanam, Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoho, Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoho, Vidhābhūtam avekṣita,
Vidhābhūtam avekṣita,
Vidhābhūtam avekṣita,
Vidhābhūtam avekṣita,
Tathaivāntaram āvayoho,
Tathaivāntaram āvayoho,
Tathaivāntaram āvayoho,
Tathaivāntaram āvayoho,
Yathā as Purusha, the living entity, Atmanam, his body, Ekam, one, Adarsha, in a mirror, Chakshusho, by the eyes, Dvidha Abhutam, existing as two, Avekshita, sees, Tatha, similarly, Eva, certainly, Antaram, difference, Avayo, between ourselves. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror to be one with himself and not different, whereas others actually see two bodies, so in our material condition, in which the living being is affected and yet not affected, there is a difference between God and the living entity. Maybe we can repeat it because it's quite a long verse. A little bit difficult, I find personally, to get what is explained here, to understand what is explained. Shri Shri Rai Gopinath Ki Jai. As a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's a little too long. As a person sees the reflection of his body,
as a person sees the reflection of his body
in a mirror, to be one with himself, and not different, whereas others actually see two bodies. So in our material condition, in which the living being is affected, and yet not affected, there is a difference between God and the living entity. Purport. Being affected by the conditioning of matter, Mayavadi philosophers cannot see the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity. When the sun is reflected in a pot of water, the sun knows that there is no difference between himself and the reflected sun in the water. Those in ignorance, however, perceive that there are many small suns reflected in each and every pot. As far as the brilliance is concerned, there is brilliance both in the original sun and in the reflections, but the reflections are small, whereas the original sun is very large. Vaishnava philosophers conclude that the living entity is simply a small sample of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Qualitatively, God and the living entity are one, but quantitatively, the living entities are small fragments of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is full, powerful, and opulent. In in the previous verse, the Lord says, "My dear friend, you and I are not different." This non-difference refers to qualitative oneness, for it was not necessary for the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality, to remind the conditioned soul that he is not one in quantity. The self-realized soul never thinks that he and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are one in every respect. Although he and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are one in quality, the living entity is prone to forget his spiritual identity, whereas the Supreme Personality never forgets. This is the difference between Lipta and Alipta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally Alipta, uncontaminated by the external energy. The conditioned soul, however, being in contact with material nature, forgets his real identity. Therefore, when he sees himself in the conditioned state, he identifies himself with the body. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is no difference between the body and the soul. He is completely soul. He has no material body. Although the super soul, Paramatma, and the individual soul are both within the body, the super soul is devoid of designation, whereas the conditioned soul is designated by his particular type of body. The super soul is called Antaryami, and he is extensive. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. O sign of Bharat, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. The super soul is present in everyone's body, whereas the individual soul is conditioned in one particular type of body. The individual soul cannot understand what is taking place in another's body, but the supreme super soul knows very well what is happening in all bodies. In other words, the super soul is always present in his full spiritual position, whereas the individual soul is prone to forget himself. Nor is the individual soul present everywhere. Generally, in his conditioned state, the individual soul cannot understand his relationship with the super soul, but sometimes, when he is free from all conditional existence, he can see the real difference between the super soul and himself. When the super soul tells the conditioned soul, "You and I are one and the same," it is to remind the conditioned soul of his spiritual identity as being qualitatively one. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, "Yatul mukad vipulingad dhamadva piswa sambhavad apyatmat finabhimatat yatakni prittak ulmukat." Fire has different features. There is flame, the sparks, and the smoke. Although these are one in quality, there is still a difference between the fire, the flame, the spark, and the smoke. The living entity becomes conditioned, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different, because he does not become conditioned at any point. In the Vedas it is stated, "Atma tata pritam drashta bhagavan brahma sangita." Atma is the individual soul as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the seer of everything. Although both are spirit, there is always a difference. In the Smriti it is also said, "Yathagni kshudra vispulinga vyucharanti." Just as sparks manifest in a large fire, similarly the small individual souls are present in the big spiritual flame. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshva vishtita." All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Although all living beings are resting in him, as small fiery sparks rest on a large flame, both are differently situated. Similarly, in the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Ekadesha sthitasyagner jyotsna vistariniyata parasya brahmana shaktis tathedam akilam jagat. Fire is situated in one place, but it distributes heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is distributing His energies in different ways. The living entity is but one of these energies, marginal energy. The energy and the energetic are one in one sense, but they are differently situated as energy and the energetic. Energy and the energy. And the energetic. That was the energy moving in front of my nose. I couldn't concentrate on the energetic. The Bhagavatam is no different from that, from Krishna, so the energetic. So I couldn't concentrate on the Bhagavatam because Krishna's energy was in front of me in the form of that small girl moving like anything, so I couldn't concentrate. That's the difference between the Supreme Personality and ourselves. He can always concentrate, and we can sometimes. Similarly, the Satchit Ananda form confirmed in Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha, is different from that of the living entity in both his condition and liberated states. Only atheists consider the living entity and the personality of Godhead equal in all respects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Hoy Sarvanasha. If one follows the instructions of Mayavadi philosophers and believes that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual soul are one, his understanding of real philosophy is forever doomed. Om Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Maha Shri Chaitanya Mahavishtam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaramayam Dharati Swapadam Yam Vandiram Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamascha Shri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Rakunatam Vitam Samsa Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitam Sja He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavan Ishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hariki Vanchakurpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanam Yuvaishnavya Munamah Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Yatka Tamaham Vande Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande. And then Shri Gurun Dinatarinam. Okay. The topic is very clear. The topic is that living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are one in quality and different in quantity. And Srila Prabhupada is using the word lipta and the word alipta. Lipta means contaminated by the external energy. So that is the position of the living entity. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is always alipta. He will never become contaminated. He is Param Ishvara, the Supreme Controller. Nothing else can control him. Of course, there is one exception. Pure love for him can control him. Srimati Radharani can control him. Pure devotional service is more powerful than the Lord. That is a most wonderful, most most wonderful about the Lord. And so Maya bodies are forever doomed. They will never be able to understand real philosophy. These were the last statements of Prabhupada. Mayavadis, the last snare of Maya is to think I am God. How stupid. It is ridiculous to think that I am God. They don't know anything about God. They are like atheists. You know. How can you think you are God? You know, God is very great. Vibhu, unlimited great, in time and in space, he always knows everyone. Every thought, every act, every desire, he knows everything, and we don't know him. He sees us, we don't see him. In time and in space, always and everywhere, he is present. And we are only present in one particular place in time and in space, in this body. But Krishna is there all the time, everywhere. And he knows everything. And he is controlling everything. So, Anu means infinitesimal. We are very tiny, very small. We are the Tathashta Shakti, energy of God. Intermediate, which means that we are also qualitatively higher, superior energy, because we are Satchidananda, we are eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss, we are spiritual, we are Brahman, divine energy. But because we can remain either in the spiritual nature or in the material nature, therefore we are called Tathashta, meaning the marginal, that's the right word, the marginal energy potency. So, but Krishna is never conditioned, we can become conditioned. So he's called, one name of Krishna is Purushottama. Purushottama means he is the greatest person. And the whole world is inhabited with unlimited persons. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions. And it's like there is there is only one supreme person, that is Purushottama, the greatest of all. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna doesn't have to do anything to realize God. He doesn't have to perform any austerities. He doesn't have to meditate. He is God always. But the Maya body thinks that we have forgotten that we are God. Just a little spark of God, a small spark of God has forgotten that he is God. Which is never, ever possible. God never is in forgetfulness. But the living entity is simultaneously one and different, which means he has a free will, he is a small person, Krishna is unlimited great person, there is a relationship between the two, and and that is wonderful. God is not alone, he has company, we are there. We are meant for his pleasure. And that, we are social. Krishna is social, we are social. And that is beautiful. Friendship and love. But then, in the spiritual world that is there, in the rasas, so many relationships, wonderful. But the most wonderful thing is that Krishna is so great and we are so small, and that we can somehow or other become aware of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive, which means to be a living entity means you have some likes and dislikes. You like some to love something or to become attracted to something which is wonderful. And it is said Krishna has six opulences: shreem, wealth; pushti, strength; kanti, beauty; gyan, knowledge; kirti, fame; and tushti. I have to learn the Sanskrit by heart. I know only the English by heart, that's why I wrote it down. Tushti, renunciation. Unlimited wealth, strength, knowledge, fame, renunciation, beauty, and unlimited quantities. So we like these things. We like these opulences. And they are all present in this one person. And we have some of the opulence also, but in very minute quantity. And so therefore, it becomes very fascinating to have a relationship. Can you imagine you have a relationship with someone who is that great? He is so great that he comes only once in the 8,600,000,000 years to this place. Everyone has his agenda. Tomorrow I go to Maastricht, you know. And then the people in Maastricht say, oh, Guru Padma has come again. He was in Radlesh for such a long time. Well, I'm so insignificant, you know, that I can't make a schedule. Maybe tomorrow I go, maybe in 1 month I go. But Krishna has another agenda. Let's see, what is my agenda? Okay, we will go in the year 8,600,000,000,000. That's the day of Brahma, and then I will visit planet Earth. Then I go to my dear devotees in Vrindavan. They have been waiting so long now. That great is Krishna. Krishna is asamarkva. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. So great. And everyone has to try to follow some process, getting to know Krishna, trying to get out of the material world, performing, studying the Vedas, performing austerities, practicing meditation, yoga meditation. Even great personalities like Shiva and Brahma, they always meditate on Krishna. Shiva Virinchi Nudam is the Sanskrit term. That great personalities like Shiva and Brahma, they are meditating. The 33 million demigods are humble servants. They are very powerful. They can control everything in this universe. But they are just sanctioned by Krishna. Whatever they do, they can do it only because of Krishna. There is a Bengali proverb: Krishna, Mara Krishna Rakike, Kara Krishna, Raki Krishna Marake. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. Srila Prabhupada said that not even a blade of grass can move without the will of the Lord. And all these incredible beings, these demigods, they are all humble servants of this one Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is the avatar avatari, which means that all the incarnations come from him, unlimited incarnations. There's one great entity in this universe as Ananda Shesha. Thousands of hoods, Lord Vishnu is lying on him, and he is glorifying Lord Vishnu. He is glorifying his pastimes, his lila. since time immemorial, and it will go on forever. That unlimited Krishna is, that great Krishna is. So how can you think I'm Krishna? I'm the source of all avatars. I have unlimited eternal lila. I lift Govardhan hills, and every day of Brahma I lift again the Govardhan hill. Every 8 billion, 600 million years I come to earth and then I lift that hill again. Or I swallow the burning forest to save all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Just swallow an entire forest. Fire. Swallow it up like that. Jai Shishirada Gopinath. Can do that. Can I do that? No. Only Radha Gopinath. Gopinath can do that. Krishna is Atma Priya. Atma Priya. He is the real object of love for everyone. We all want an object of love, not just all attractiveness in the sense of opulences, six opulences, but love is even a greater opulence. And Krishna is the real object of love. Only when we love Krishna, yayatma suprasidati, then complete satisfaction of the self will take place. Otherwise, it's not complete. Why? Because everything is relative, limited, and the soul will never be satisfied unless he gets the unlimited to love, to experience the unlimited. That is what a soul wants. Therefore we cannot be happy, never be happy in the material world, because everything is limited. And the nature of the soul is that he is so greedy. So there is a kind of positive greed. That greed is called lolium. That is described in the Nectar of Devotion, that term by Srila Rupa Goswami. Lolium, that is the real good quality that we have. We are wealthy when we possess that quality, lolium. Greed for Krishna. Yeah. And everything is Krishna. Chintya Beda Beda Tattva, inconceivable. Krishna is inconceivable, and everything that exists is simultaneously one and different from him. We are even one and different from him. We belong to him. We are his. We are his part and parcel. And all the elements that we are living in, earth, water, fire, ether, air, even false ego, the most subtle element, that is all Krishna. Even Maya is Krishna. Mamayavamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana.
I got confused there. We are part and parcels of Krishna, that's the verse. Devi hiyecha guna mayi, mama maya duratyaya. Mai maya, mama maya, it's my maya. So everything is Krishna. It's so great, everything is Krishna. It is not cheap to just think, well, let's go back to Godhead. It's a piece of cake. It's the most valuable thing in the world. If you want something valuable, you have to pay a price. If you want something precious, something very valuable, then you have to pay a higher price. Something cheap is easy to purchase. You don't have to pay much, maybe you can get it for free, buy a packet of soap or something like that. But if you want Krishna, then you have to pay the highest price. And what is that? Everything you have to give. Everything. Nothing you can leave. Leave behind, hold back, all to yourself, keep to yourself, everything you have to give. And that is actually amala bhakti, pure devotional service. So the highest goal can be achieved by the highest path. So bhakti is the highest path, but it is a very blissful path. It's not difficult to give everything when you love someone. So in the beginning it is difficult because there is no love yet. We only follow the beginner. He is just he has some faith. This my memory. I'm very tired. My memory doesn't work. I'm sitting here today because Vila Chaitanya was really tired. They arrived at 3 o'clock. So Manohar asked me before Mangalarti, "Oh, can you give class today?" Because so I couldn't prepare very well. But anyway, I'm also very tired. So okay. So beginner's faith is there. Shraddha, that's the word. Okay. That's the word I said 1 million times and still I forget it. Sometimes it works like that. Kali Yuga brains. Anyway, so the beginner's faith is also Krishna's blessing. Because so many people are there that we preach and preach and preach and preach. And still, only very rare souls that join our movement and who will become sincere devotees. You know? So even Shraddha is the spiritual platform. It's a blessing to be able to have that initial faith and start hearing Shravana. That's where it all starts. I have some faith. Here might be the absolute truth. So let's go and listen. It's wonderful. Shraddha is wonderful. But ultimately it has to grow into prema and it takes some time. But okay. Yeah, Krishna, Surya, Sun, Maya, Haya, Andhakar. Very interesting. That Krishna is compared to the sun and Maya is compared to darkness. And that is one of the wonderful things, that although the soul is in darkness, if he somehow or other connects to Krishna, starts performing devotional service and connects to Krishna in many, many ways, then by hearing, chanting, serving, Shravanam Vishnu's Smaranam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu's Smaranam, all these different processes of devotional service, then the soul becomes enlightened and then he understands Krishna is great, I'm small. And in a very advanced stage, then he doesn't. He understands that Krishna is very great, but then yoga maya helps him to forget how great Krishna is, and then he can become intimate with Krishna in a very intimate relationship. Okay. I stop here. Are there any comments or questions?
We still have that.
1 second. Of Brahma. That's really long. I made some notes. I wanted to learn them by heart, but it didn't work out yet. That the diameter of this universe is 4 billion miles. 4 billion miles. That is 6.4 billion kilometers. Almost 6.5 billion kilometers. And each and every planet in this universe travels at a very high speed. For example, our sun travels at a speed of 16,000 miles in a second. So, and Krishna expands himself in Mahavishnu and he breathes out and creates unlimited of these universes. So then just imagine, sit down, think, how great is Krishna and how small I am. The 10,000th part of the tip of a hand. And then maybe we can make some spiritual advancement. And, you know, and my own bodies, they're very confused. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.